Whether the Orev was a Kablon, that he received the money first, or whether he was just a normal Orev, the Locher is lo yifrim lehim, you have no right to collect from the Orev, but rather you have to go to the Loiva. That's what Shimon ben Gamliel's halacha. The Kitzur is no kasha on what Rabba Baba Chona says. Now, Omar Rabba Baba Chona, Rabba Baba Chona says, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Yishno, Kol Mokim Shishanon Shimon Gamliel Mishnah Seinu, any place that's learned of Shimon Gamliel now Mishnah, halacha kumaisai. Usually we pass like a Shimon ben Gamliel. Halacha kumaisai. Chutz, excluding this case here. Chutz from three cases. Mi'orev, this halacha of Orev. But if Shimon Gamliel holds even a kablon, if the leiva has money, you can't receive the money from the kablon. You have to go straight to the Orev, straight to the leiva. That we don't pass like him. No, we all have to Tanakama. Then the case when the malva gave the money directly to the Orev. So that's called like a commission. I have a right to go back and to collect from you first. So by Orev, we do not pass from Shimon Gamliel. The Tzidon, Karayachrein. These are the two cases also. We do not pass from Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tzidon Rashi says that the Misha also said the Yidna Machlekes over there, and Rayachrein is Sanhedrin. But Kitsa, we do not pass from like Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah. When you have an Orev Kablon, that the Orev himself accepted the money to give over to the Leiva, then Avada, the Malva, has a right to collect money from the Kablon, from the Orev, even though the Leiva has property. Omer Rav Huna Funa says, Halveyu Vani Orev. If somebody says to the Malva, lend Shimon money, and I'll be an Orev. Rossi says a lesson of Halveyu, lend him money, Vani Pareya, I'll pay back. Halveyu, any one of these Lashonis, these are all Lashonis of being a regular Orev. Or else the Orev says, Halveyu, he says to the Malva, lend him money, Vani Chayiv, I'll be Chayiv to pay back to you. Halveyu, Vani Noisin, but any time he just says Lashon of lenders, when the Orev says to the Malva, lend the labor the money and I'll take care of it, Kulam Lashon Arvasein, all of these Lashonis means to me, you accept to be an Orev? Then the Lachar is that the Malva has to go to the labor first. But in the case where the Leiva has no money, then the Malva has the right to collect from the Yoruv. What's going to be, though, if he says like this, Tein loy, give it to him, Vani Kablon, and I'll accept the money. Tein loy, give it to him, Vani Perei, I'll pay back. Tein loy, give it to him, Vani Chayiv. Tein loy, Vani Noisein, Kudum Lashem Kablonisein. All these things are Lashem of Kablonis. Like by saying Tein, here it's a strong Lashem of, like, give it to me and I'll give it over. He's the rule of Shainus of Kablonis. Tainloi, Rashba says, Moser Hamamen Biyodoi, Vani Yefren Elecho, Enkan Lashin Halvo, Elishnichusai, Dai Dekoma Tainloi, Ovid Malva. In other words, as if you're making the Malva Shliach, as if you're telling the Malva, give him the money. You're not saying lend him the money, as if to say you do the Mais Halvo, but you're saying Tainloi. Tainloi means it's as if you're giving me the money as if it's my money, and I'm telling you now, with my money, give it over to him. That's Lashon of a Kablon. If an Orev goes to the Malva and tells the Malva, Tainloi, I want you to give this money to the Leiva, that's Lashon of a Kablon. That's as if the Orev received the money, and he's making the Malva back a Shliach to give the money over. And if in such a case, the Malva has the right to go straight later to collect the money from the Kablon. Ivoilu, I have a question like this, but what's going to be if he says Lashon of Halveyu, lent him the money, but Vani Kablon, what's going to be then? If the Orev says, first he starts off with the Lashon of an Orev, he just says, lend him money. Not that give me the money, but lend him the money, that's Lashon Orev. But at the end he says, Vani Kablon, I'll be a Kablon. Or else if he says Lashon of Tainloi, give it to him, which is again as Lashon of a Kablon, but Vani Orev, he ends up saying, I only want to be an Orev. My. Do we go Buster his first words or Buster his second words? So Rabbi Yitzchok, Loshen Arvis, Arvis, Loshen Kablonis, Kablonis. Whatever he said, that's what he meant. When he says, Ani a Kablon, he meant to be a Kablon. When he said, Ani Orev, he meant to be an Orev, Enechnam, he go Buster the last words he said. So when he says a Kablon, he says Arvis, that's what he is. Rabbi Chizdo Amano, Kulon Loshen Kablonisain. The rule of Loshen of a Kablonis. You really mean to be a Kablon. Bar excluding mehalveyo vani Orev. You say a lashon of mehalveyo to lend the money, so since there you go bosa the tchilo, in other words. When you say a lashon of halveyo, halveyo means lend the money. And Vani Yarev. Because any time, if any one of the words means a Kablon, you automatically remain a Kablon. Bar, where you only say the word Orev, where do you remain an Orev? Mehaveya Vani Yarev. That's clearly both words are words of an Orev. You're saying, lend him the money. In other words, don't give me the money. I have nothing to do with this. Just lend him the money. That's all. Lend it to him. And I'll be a guarantee. That's a pure Lashon Orev. Then you're only an Orev. The Malva cannot come to you first. You have to go to the Leiva first. Rava says, Kulam Lashon Orev is saying. Rava says, no, the opposite. They're all Lashon of being an Orev. Bar mi tein loiv ani noisim. Let's just say a strong Lashon like this. Say a Lashon of tein loiv. Give him the money. And I'll pay back to you. That's the Lashon of a Kablan. That's a strong Lashon of, again, considered like the money was to yours. It's like your money, and your money is being given over. Therefore, the Malva has the right to come straight back to you. Oh, Malay Ma, Baramei Melurav Ashi, Hochi Yom Abba, this is what Abba said. Tain Loi, if the Orav says Tain Loi, he says to the Malva, give him the money, Vani Noisin, and I'll give it. Ain la malva ala leiva klum. In such a case, the malva nothing to do with the leiva. In other words, it's mamish ksidid, like it's the oruv, that's all. It's like the malva is giving the money to the oruv, and the malva has the right to go to the oruv. He has nothing to do with the leiva at all. If he says what? Tain loi. If the oruv says to the malva, give him, vani nois, now pay it back to you, so that it's a deal between the malva and the oruv. And therefore, ain la malva ala leiva klum. Mara says, beloi, it's not true though. Lenifta loiva minei. Avada the pshat is, if the loiva has money to pay back, avada the loiva has to pay back the money. The malva, the story is, lenifta loiva minei the malva, asheisa v'yitain biyad. Only on the case where the orav collects the money directly from the malva, then we say the malva has nothing to do with the loiva, only with the orav. But calls the man, the orav is not the one that's receiving the money. The money is going from the malva to the loiva. Even though the orav is saying, give it to him and I'll take care of it, but as long as the money is going from the malva to the loiva, the malva still has a right to collect the money from the loiva. The loiva is still in the parsha. You still get your money back from the loiva. Only in the case the loiva doesn't have what to pay back, then you go to the malva. But in the case of atsheyisav itim biyad, but in the case of the money was handed over directly from the malva to the orav, that the Orav should give it over, Senechnami, then the Malva has nothing to do with the Leiva at all. The Malva has the right only to get the money from the Orav. All right, turn over. Harud Dynamar said there was a Dayin, the Achtis, Le Malva, Le Nichse, the Leiva. He let the Malva go down to the property of the Leiva, Machmed the Litfe, the Leiva. Before they were even Tavei the Leiva. So he let the Malva go down to the property before they were Tavei the Leiva. So Salki Rav Chonin Breid Rav Yeva.
So Rav Chonin Breid Rav Yeva took him out and told the Malva, you have no right to go down to the property first. But first you have to go to the Leiva. So my Rav said, Man Chochim Lemevat Kihain Milsa, who's so smart to do like this? Ilav, isn't it? Rav Chonin Breid Rav Yeba, must be Rav Chonin Breid Rav Yeba. That he told the Malva, you have no right to go down to the property first. Why? Because Kesofri holds that Nichsei Dabar Inish Inun Ma'arvin Yafei, that the property of a person is like an Orev for the person. It's like an Orev. And the Klal is, Utanan Loder HaMishnah, that HaMalva Eschadeira Ede Orev, even if you lent money to somebody else, because there was an Orev involved, there was somebody to guarantee it. But the law is, Lo Yifram Min Orev. The Malva has no right to go straight to the Orev. First he has to go down to the Leiva. And if the Leiva can't pay, then you go to the Orev. To Kaimlan, we hold what Shana Mishnah, that Lo Yitva Orev Chila. You're not allowed to go down to the Orev first. You can't go straight to the Orev. You have to go to the Leiva first. Here also, you have no right to tell the Malva to go straight to the property of the Leiva. Because the property is like an Orev for the Leiva. So the law is, first you have to go to the Leiva himself, and then if the Leiva doesn't have any property, doesn't have what to pay you back, doesn't have any money, then we tell you to go to the Orev, and in this case, then you would have a right to go down to his property. Now the Gemara says, the who over, there was an Oruv. The Yasmei. The Pare Lamalva Mekame the Levyunu Liyasmei. Case for this, do what you say, them. Now, what happened was, first their father borrowed money. And he was a Levy, borrowed money because somebody was an Oruv. Somebody guaranteed that in case he can't pay back, he would be an Oruv. What happened was, the Levy, the father died. So now the Malva was supposed to go to the Yisayim and like collect the money from the Yisayim. So what happened was this Oruv by himself, the guarantee of the Oruv by himself went and paid up the Malva first before he even went to ask from the Yisayim. So the Oruv paid up and now the Oruv is coming back to the Yisayim like he wants to get back his money. So the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, Papa says, Prius Malachoyiv Mitzvah. This that you have to pay up alone is considered like a mitzvah. And therefore, the Yasmei, which are Ketanim, Yisayimim, Lav B'nei Neved Mitzvininu, calls them on the Ketanim, they don't have a chiyuv to do mitzvahs. So therefore, they don't have any chiyuv to pay up the chayv of the father. So therefore, now that the Orev paid up without asking them first, the Orev has no right to come back to the Yisayimim, to collect from the Yisayimim, calls them on the Ketanim. But when they become Gedolim, then they'll be Mishtoi Din, and then they'll talk it over with them, the Din. But calls them on the Ketanim, the Orev has no right to get his money back from the Yisayimim. Because Prius Bachayv is a mitzvah, and Yas Melav B'nei Neved Mitzvah. This is what the proper holds. And about this is my Nova Bapa, and Nova Bishtar would be different. This is what the proper says. However, Rafuna Breg Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Rafuna Breg Yeshua says, no, not like that. That really, Prius Bachayv, that you have to pay back a chayv, that you borrowed money, let's say it's your father borrowed the money, and now you're Yisayimim, you Yash and your father. Really, the Yisayimim, even though the Ketanim, they have to pay back the Chayiv. It's not out the mitzvah. There's a Chayiv for them to pay back. But the reason why Yisayimim, Apota, are free from paying back, because the new Svar of